This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You may have heard some of this when I was a guest on the Alex Jones Show and we were talking about philosophy live on the air. And I was also able to talk with Alex off the air about philosophy. And one of the main quotes of that segment was that your soul is bulletproof, which means that no matter what happens in this world, as long as you never surrender your soul to evil or destructive forces, you will achieve spiritual success in this world, because no matter what they do to your physical body, you know, they can destroy your flesh and blood. Globalists or communists or Marxists and so on, they can steal your property, they can take your land, they can take your physical stuff, they can seize your bank account, steal your gold. But they can't touch your soul. Your soul is the last safe haven, the last refuge of what you control and what you own. They can't take it from you. There's no technology to do so. The only way they can take your soul is if you agree to surrender it. In other words, the only way that you can be defeated at a spiritual level is if you agree to go along with evil. Now, of course, it's important to understand what is evil and what is good. But this can be defined more easily than you might suspect. That which is good is aligned with life and liberty, abundance, happiness, especially protection of life in all its forms. You know, even natural conservation is good, whereas destruction of ecosystems is evil. But also, the divine right of self-defense is good. It is a biblical principle. It's a divine principle. Opposing the right to self-defense is destructive. It's evil. It's the work of those who despise life and liberty and happiness and safety and all those things that really matter. So the war right now, the spiritual war that's being waged, is to try to convince you to voluntarily give up your soul, to voluntarily go along with evil and abandon good and truth and light. That's the war. And again, the only way they can win that war is if you agree to go along with their evil. In other words, the way to succeed, the way to have victory in this war, is to simply decide to never surrender to evil. Simply decide that you're going to fight for life and liberty and happiness, and you're going to live a life with purpose. You're going to have morals and ethics, and you're going to defend the right to speak and the right to exist and the right to think for yourself. These core divine principles, all you have to do is decide to protect them. And you win. You win in the way that matters most. You win in the spirit war, the spiritual realm. You defeat evil by embracing good and defending good and knowing that they cannot take that from you. Even if they, you know, even if they try to torture you or try to punish you or terrorize you, as is often happening now against pro-liberty people. You know, we're all being terrorized. We're all being attacked. We're all being slandered and defamed. We're all being hit with lawsuits. It's an all-out assault from truly demonic and evil forces who are trying to go after those who are defending humanity or encouraging others to defend themselves against the onslaught of evil. But victory is so simple. Victory is a decision, and it can be made in a moment. And when I said your soul is bulletproof, live on the air with Alex Jones sitting next to him there on his radio show at InfoWars, and he said that that's very profound, and he asked me, is that a quote from someone else? I don't know if it is. Not knowingly, maybe it's something I picked up. I'm sure it's a concept that's been talked about before. But it's just something that came to mind. It wasn't something I prepared for the show or anything like that. It was just, hey, your soul is bulletproof. They can't take it from you unless you give it up. And I also said something that Alex said was very profound, which is, It's time that we all stopped negotiating with evil. Our job is not to negotiate with evil or, you know, Democrats and Marxists and communists. Our goal is to defeat them. That should be our mission. You can't negotiate with evil because evil will always twist it. They will always find a way to use it against you or punish you or, you know, deceive you. You can't even let them win a little. You don't sit down and negotiate with evil and come to an agreement with evil. It doesn't work that way. You defeat evil. You rise above it. You become a force for good and for light and love and God and the divine. And in doing so, you defeat evil. Even though they will try their very best to annoy you and to defame you and to shut you down and demoralize you, they cannot take your soul unless you voluntarily give it to them. So this is a very powerful message. I'm sure this has been taught by many people in many different ways over the eons. Obviously, you know, you and I aren't the first people to encounter such ideas, but it's resurging now. It's becoming more evident yet again that this needs to be talked about, that this is an important message for our time, that we have to think about these principles to know that we're living a life with purpose and that we are working in concert with forces of incredible love and light and divinity in order to accomplish what matters in this world, which is a testing ground, by the way. You know, this life existence that you have right now, this is a testing ground. It's like a simulation almost to see what you do, to find out who you are. And you graduate from this testing ground on the day that you leave your physical body, which they call death, but it's just the death of the physical body, not the death of your soul, because your soul is immortal and bulletproof, as I said. Your soul goes on, and your soul is then judged for what you did here in this world. And this is a universal concept in not only every major world religion, but also in many ways in New Age thought, which calls it karma, for example, that there's a record. There's a cosmic record, you might say. And I know different religions describe this in different terms, but there's a cosmic record for the things that you do and the decisions you make and the actions you take. That cosmic record records your intentions, your actions, your words, and you are judged after physical death for your demeanor, for your actions. Did you live a life of narcissism and uselessness and self-absorption? Or did you live a life in service of others? Did you work to protect life and liberty? Did you help others heal? Did you express compassion for others? Did you assist others who needed help? The answers to all these questions and much more are recorded. And it doesn't mean that you have to have a perfect record, you know, to be someone who is accepted in the spirit realm or into heaven or whatever metaphor that you want to use based on your religion and your beliefs. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect, because nobody is perfect. We've all made mistakes. We've all made bad decisions. We've all perhaps been angry at some point, said something we regret, and so on. That's just human. The real question is, how strong is your positive score versus your negative score? Because if you leave this world and your final score is just a net zero, then that's what you are too. You are a zero. Your soul has earned zero. If you've done some good, but you've done just as much bad, then you didn't live a life that mattered, did you? Because that score is all zeroed out. You are a zero at that point. But if you lived a life where you did 100 times more good than the bad, you know, then you're like 99% good score and 1% bad score. And that's amazing, because most people will never achieve that. And that's a life worth living. Even if you've done, you know, a net plus 50% good, that's better than most people. Because most people are steeped in evil, the masses, who go along with being brainwashed and indoctrinated by globalist-run systems that are steeped in evil and destruction. disinformation, lies, distortions, darkness, and death. Those systems run the abortion industry. They run the media. They run the science agenda. They run the vaccine industry. They run the pharmaceutical conglomerates. They run much of the government. Not all of it, but much of it. Those forces, they want you to work for them. They want you to have a negative score. You might leave with a score of like minus 80% or something. That's when you've been doing the work of the devil, so to speak. You've been doing very destructive, dark work. Now, some people try to do that because they're trying to earn points in what I call the hierarchy of evil. There is a scoring system, and those who have given over their souls to, let's just say, the devil or demonic forces, they want to rise up in that hierarchy so they have more power in the realm of evil, and they know that they can use that power to destroy others and destroy truth and engage in distortions and lies and deceit. And they want that power because they're jealous of other evil power, and they want to have the power to destroy people as well. And you see these people everywhere. A lot of them are bureaucrats. A lot of them are working for Big Pharma. A lot of them are working for Google or YouTube, for that matter, or Facebook. You know, you look at Zuckerberg. Evil just reeks out of the guy. He's just seething with evil greed for his power to destroy others and silence others and control others and create artificial worlds that entrap and ensnare others. That's Zuckerberg. He is the embodiment of pure evil. And there are people like him, you know, out there. You look at some of these lawmakers. I don't even need to get into who they are. Or you get into some of these student protesters like David Hogg, just also seething with intense evil. This is common to see. These people, you have to understand, are trying to earn points to please their master, who is Satan, for lack of a better term. Their master is an evil, dark force, and they are trying to earn points. And when they can murder babies in partial birth abortions, they score big bonus points. When they can spread lies about good people, they earn big bonus points. When they can silence someone who has an important voice of liberty or truth or healing, they score big points. All these forces, for example, that are attacking me or trying to censor me are almost by definition, they're trying to prevent people from learning how to heal. They're trying to prevent people from learning about natural medicine. They're trying to spread lies and disinformation because that's how they move up in the hierarchy of evil under which they operate. You might think of it as a pyramid of evil, you know, kind of like the one that's on the dollar bill. And at the lowest level of the pyramid, you have the low-level minions, kind of the newbies who have decided to work for evil, but they don't really have any standing yet. But as they commit more evil acts, they rise up in the hierarchy and they get more and more power and they move toward the top of the pyramid. And then they get positions like a news anchor on CNN or like George Soros. You know, they get to start funding front groups, so-called nonprofits, and their job is to spread more lies and disinformation, war, chaos, death, and suffering, to push Big Pharma, to destroy natural medicine, to push more vaccines, to control the news narratives and lie about good people and so on. The more evil they commit, the more power they are awarded with by the system under which they're operating. Now, in contrast to that, then, you have good people who are trying to earn positive karma because they know that their life matters and they know that they have to answer for their actions. They know that their soul is being recorded. Everything you do is being recorded. And you will review it. You and God will review it. And you may be ashamed of some of the things you've done, especially if you've been steeped in evil. But you might also be joyous at the wonderful things that you've done for humanity and for others around you. Things to enhance knowledge and spread wisdom. Things that empower others and promote individual liberty, which is a divine principle. And it's that moment, when that moment comes for you, I ask you, when you look back upon your record of your soul, will you feel shame or will you feel joy? See, that's a question I think you need to ask yourself every day. It's a question that is always present in my mind of how am I using this day to do something that matters, something that when I do look back on this life experience, I will be able to say, yes, on this day, I did something that mattered. I said something that mattered. I recorded a podcast that mattered, that impacted someone's life in some positive way, that promoted liberty or enlightenment or truth or love or healing. These are the things that matter. And it is the accumulation of all those things throughout your life that you're judged on at the end of your life. There will be a day that there's no escaping it. You'll look back. You'll have to look back and review what you've done. And I hope that for your sake, that when that day comes for you, you will be able to celebrate your life as a life lived with purpose and meaning, a life lived in service of others, and a life that accomplished things that truly matter in the real world. So if that's not something that you are able to achieve, then take a new look at what you're doing. It is achievable. You can change now. You can live better now. You can start earning positive points for your soul today. You might find it through a church, but that's not a prerequisite, actually. I don't go to an organized church at all, even though I'm very spiritual and recognize the importance of God and divine principles. But you can lead a life of purpose and of positive mission without ever stepping foot in a church, if you so choose. It's simply your choice. So if you want to follow more of my work, you can see it at naturalnews.com. I'm also launching a new video website, a community, a YouTube alternative. It's called real.video. I encourage you to check it out, real.video. My name is Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger, and I appreciate you listening. Share this message with everyone who might benefit from it. Thank you and be well.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.